Hi, this is John Gabriel, and welcome to day six of week two of the New You in the New Year 5-week transformational program. So yesterday we talked about finding alternatives to traditional grains and processed foods. I'd like to talk about dairy for a second, finding alternatives to pasteurized dairy, because just like gluten can cause inflammation in your digestion, pasteurized dairy can do the same thing. Our bodies can't digest pasteurized milk as well as, for example, raw milk or other raw foods, and that's strictly because the pasteurization process is designed to make the milk more impervious to friendly bacteria. Well, the same friendly bacteria that would digest the milk outside of your body is the same friendly bacteria that's inside your intestines trying to digest the milk. It can't digest the milk, so the immune system recognizes the milk as a foreign body, causes an immune response, which causes an inflammatory response, which then causes your body to want to hold on to weight. So there's lots of alternatives to pasteurized milk, and I'd like to talk about a couple of them. And one is actually raw milk. So raw milk is milk that's not pasteurized. Now, it's legal in some states, and in some countries it's not legal in others, and there's certain restrictions. So you have to make sure that you're working within the guidelines of wherever you're living. But raw milk is much easier to digest. Now, there's different ways to get it. For example, if you go to a growing co-op or a health food store and you ask them about it, certain places have relationships with local farms where you can actually own a share of a cow for maybe $10 or $20 and then buy raw milk for, I think we buy it for like $4 a liter or something like that. It's great to make yogurt and kefir out of. It's great to make smoothies. It's got lots of friendly bacteria in it and much more easy to digest. So in addition to raw milk, also you can try coconut milk or nut and seed milks. They're also really good to make yogurts out of, kefirs out of, to use with your breakfast and as mueslis. I don't recommend that you use soy milk because soy does interfere with your digestion and also elevates your estrogen levels, the bad kind of estrogen, which can cause your body to become insulin resistant and gain weight. So I don't recommend soy milk, but hemp milk, almond milk, hazelnut milk, and then again, as I said, coconut milk are all really good alternatives to dairy. So maybe if you get a chance sometime today or this week, you can check out your health food store, growing co-op, see if there's any raw milk or see if there's some of these other milk alternatives and try them instead of the traditional pasteurized milk that can cause a lot of problems. Also look for raw cheeses or unpasteurized cheeses because they're full of friendly bacteria too. So that's it for today. I hope you have a great day and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.